All right, I think we'll just get underway. So we are holding by Nun Dalet Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, Arba Tzrichin Lahoidais. There are four people. Good morning, good morning. We just got underway. There are four people who are required to give thanks. There's the Yorda Hayam. We spoke yesterday, the Hochem Itbarias, Misha Hayacholav, and the Srap, and Misha Hayachavish, but basically, someone is in jail, and he gets out. And the Gemara goes through one chapter of Tehillim that discusses. All the Gemara says, how do you know on all four? The Gemara quotes, I believe, where it is Kuf Zayin. The Gemara quotes, yep, that one parak of Tehillim that has all of these. Good morning, good morning. That has all of these. It talks about these things, and after talking about each thing about saving how Hashem saved that person, it says Yoidu LaHashem Chastoy. If you and it's for nowadays a familiar song. So you should thank Hashem. So that's why we have these four categories specifically. Of course, nowadays we're saying Hagoymel, we do really any danger, but these people, no matter what, even if there was no specific danger, then, of course, it has to be a real danger. Somebody just asked yesterday if they should have, they had a skiing accident. Should you say, what happened? They broke some ribs. So if there's no chashash that the person died, you know, you're just going down a thing, and he fell into a tree, so then no, you don't make a bracha. It has to be like a real danger. A guy slips on the ice and breaks his leg, he doesn't have to say Hagoymel. So yardei hayam, but these things inherently are dangerous, going into a sea. So let's start with that one. The menal d'siv yardei hayam ba'aniyos, the pasuk in Tehillim states. So the pasuk goes through all these things. Those who go down to the sea in their boats, hema ro'u ma'aseh Hashem, they see the ma'aseh Hashem. Va'imer v'yam, it's skipping pasuk by pasuk. Va'imer v'yamad ruach sa'ara, and a large wind came up. Ya'alu shemayim yardu tohem, as it goes down to the depths. Va'imer yachoygu v'yanu k'shikar, they were being tossed around like drunkards. Va'imer v'yitzaku Hashem, v'tzar lehem u'mitzukatzeim yetziem, and it says, and they cried to Hashem, and He took them out of their misery. Va'imer yikam sa'ara. And it says that the storm stopped. When they were happy because it quieted down. And if you should thank Hashem, His wonders for man. Next, so again, these things are inherently dangerous. Going down to the sea is inherently dangerous. So is Hochem Midbar, is crossing through a Midbar. The next stages of that same capital Tehillim. Tohu b'Midbar b'Yishimayin Derech Ir Moshev, those who are straying in the desert. Derech Ir Moshev Loi Matzo, they couldn't find the city. V'yitzakol Hashem, they cried to Hashem. V'yadrichem b'sderech Yishar, and He guided them on the proper path. And again, Yoidu Hashem Chastei. So again, that's inherently dangerous. Mishachalav and Asrap is somebody who was sick and got healed. Dersiv Avilim Derech Pish Om Avanesei Misanu, from their sins they will fast. Kol Oichel Tisav Napshem, every food their soul hates because they're sick. V'yizakol Hashem B'tzalehem, and they cry out to Hashem when they're in their pain. And Yishlach Devar V'yirpayim, and He sends them and He heals them. And again, Yoidu Hashem Chastei. And finally, Mishah Yochavish B'beis Asurim, somebody who's holed up in the jail. Minal and Dersiv Yosh V'choshech V'tzalmav, is he who sits in darkness and Salmav. Of us is the shadow of death. Morning, good morning. Kihimru Imrei Kel. They went against Hashem's thing. Vayomer Vayichna Ba'amal Libam. And it says, and they will, have their hearts be machnia. Vayomer Vayitzak Al Hashem Batzar Lehem. And they will cry to Hashem when it's in their pain. Vayomer Yatziyim Mechoshech V'tzalmavas. Hashem took them out of the darkness. And finally, the last part of that, but the last. Pasuk over there is Yoidu LaHashem Chastei again. So those are the four people that have to thank Hashem because inherently they're in a dangerous situation, and we extrapolate from there to everybody who is in a dangerous situation. Ma'im Mevarech, and again, we make a bracha even if it's not dangerous, like you flew over the Atlantic. Then even still, the minhag of most people is to make a bracha in that case, and anytime you fly over the ocean. Because it's considered a yardei hayam. So they say, yeah, it's dangerous. They say it's less dangerous than going in a car. Svardim takar makbet, that they say hagoymel every time they go. Every time there's like a 2-minute drive out of the city, they say hagoymel. You could have like 50 people say hagoymel every Svardim. There's always people saying hagoymel. Amar Yehuda, what do you say? Baruch hagoymel chasodim tevim. Abaya Amar Betzorich le'aduyeh kamei asor. You have to say thank you in front of 10 people. It's got to be in front of 10. V'chsiv v'yeremamuhu b'kahal am. You'll praise Him in a congregation. That's why the minute came to say the bracha specifically by laning. Because there it's guaranteed to have 10 people. Because you could daven shachris without a minion, but you can't lane without a minion. So that's why they were kaveh to say dafka by laning. Mar zutra Amar v'train minayhu rabbanan. Two of them have to be rabbanim. Shenamar uva moishiv zakenim yahalalu, as it says when the zakenim are sitting. So, maskev l'Rashi ve'ema kula rabbanim. Maybe all of them have to be rabbanim. It says Moshe when the Zakenim are sitting. And the Gemara says, no, it doesn't say Kahal Zakenim. Kahal is 10. Miksiv b'kahal zakenim, b'kahal amiksiv. It specifically says in a multitude, in a gathering of a nation. So that's 10 people. And two of them have to be, Rabbanim, says the Gemara, ve'ema be'asara shar ama. Maybe you need 10 regular people, and plus two people. Who says that the two of those people should be Rabbanim? Betray Rabbanim, maybe you need 12 people, and the Gemara says kasha. It leaves it off as a kasha, doesn't address it. Rabbi Yehuda Chalash,
we do it even if there were no Rabbanim.
Right. The assumption is because if you're doing it by laning, so if you're doing it by laning, then I don't know if you need Enechanami. I don't know if you need like official Rabbanim. The Avdi L'chomer Rashi Taisus says, "Vafilu lekatrei Rabbanim," even if there was no Rabbanim. Says Taisus, okay. And again, it's only if it's a real sickness, as they say. It's not just a person has a headache. But you know, nowadays you can really get all three. I'm just thinking out loud, because if a person travels overseas, let's say to Italy, and he's put in quarantine and he gets the coronavirus, so he's in quarantine. He's bechovish bebeis asurim. He crossed over a midbar and he crossed over the Ardei Hayam, and he got sick. So technically, you have a person. Flies to Eretz Yisrael, he can get all four in 1 week. I don't even know, though, if I would say the coronavirus has to be a chayev. I'm not sure what type of sickness. Yeah, there is some sort of fatality right there, so I don't know if there's any fatality rate for like a headache. Mitzvah says not a headache. So does that mean not just a headache, but something like the flu? You do have to. Might say the other one's not makbid to make it on the flu. And according to Trump, the flu is much worse than this. So what would be, I don't know. Probably you don't have to make it. Yeah. So you probably don't have to make a bracha on it, just because the minhag ha'olam is not to make a bracha. Something that's far more serious is what you have to do. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda chalash, Rabbi Yehuda got sick. Ve'itpach, and he got healed. Ol legabe Rabbi Chana Bagdata. Rav Chana from Baghdad went to visit him. Verabbanan and Amrle Bricha Chabana Baruch Hashem that Yahavach liha lon that you gave him to us that you gave you to us. V'lo Yahavach la'afron, he didn't give you to the ground. Amr lahu, he said Petartun Yasi mila uduye, you just patterned me from saying thank you to Hashem. You just said a Berakas Hagaymel for me. V'hamar baya baya aduye ba'apiyasar, questions the Gemara, but don't you need to say Hagaymel in front of 10 people? And the Gemara says Da'avi ba'yasar, there were 10 people there. V'ha'iyuhu le'kaymayda, he didn't say anything. The Gemara says le'tzarech da'ani ba'asveihu amen, he taka answered amen, and that's good enough. There is a minig amongst many people to have the after a woman gives birth, or in case a woman ever needs to say Hagaymal, to have the husband say the Hagaymal. Some say the husband says the Hagaymal, and the woman is standing there, and she says Amen. There are several Minhagim. Some say the woman herself should say it, and occasionally you hear the woman call out from the lady's side, she says Hagaymal. Some bring 10 people to the house. Some people don't have a woman say it at all. I believe Chassam Sefer says that you don't say a woman shouldn't say it at all because she's never in front of 10 people. So there are minhagim that women don't say it at all. There are minhagim that the husband says it for her. There are minhagim that she says it. And there are minhagim that you bring 10 people to the house. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shloish Tzrichin Shimor. There are three people that I remember in my shul, I once had a lady. So I wasn't sure, like, do we let the ladies or not? So I called her a Matenki. He's like, why are you calling me? I'm like, I just wanted to know, do you ever let it in your shul? If you let it in your shul, then I'll let it in my shul. But he says, yeah, of course he loves it. So I have ladies sometimes say, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Shloisha Tzrichin Shimor. There are three people that require guarding. They need a shomer. Ve'eluhin a choyla. Somebody's a choyla. A chasan and a kala. Chasan v'kala. That's why we have a shomer by a chasan or a kala. So when does the minhag of Shemira start?
Have a shomer by a person who's dead.
Oh, the Gemara says, "B'mastisatana choyle chaya chasim kala," a lady who gave birth. Yeshem af ovel, and ovel also. Yeshem af tamid chachamim belayla. A tamid chacham should not sleep by himself at night or go out by himself. He should always work with somebody else. But yes, you're right. But shomer on that. But that's not a live person anymore. Also, there are those that say that it's because of mice, not necessarily because of shadim. So, interesting to, at what point does the Shemira start? different minhagim. Some say that day, some say the night before, some say the week before. During the days of Sheva Brachas, it's also, people don't know, but during the days of Sheva Brachas, it's more of an inyan during the days of Sheva Brachas. But during the days of Sheva Brachas, the chassid and the kala are usually shamer for each other. That's why some have the minig not to go to davening during the days of Sheva Brachas. And that's part of the pshat. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, but Lamaisa, you could be mekel to go to daven, even though you're leaving your kala at home. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, shloisha dvarim, there are three things, ha-ma'arich bahen, if you elongate, ma'arichin yama v'shinesav, Hashem elongates life for you. And these are the three things, shal adam. Ha-ma'arich b'tfilah, so if a guy davens long, v'ha-ma'arich al shulchan, a guy stays long time at his table, v'ha-ma'arich b'besakisi, sometimes somebody who spends a lot of time in the bathroom. So the Gemara says, "Ma'al Yusahi, is it a good thing to say have a long davening?" Anybody who has a long davening and he spends time looking into it, eventually he'll become very depressed. Techeles could be like a tefillah, so a memushcha is an elongated one. Machle lev will cause cause a sickness of the heart, but it means you'll feel depressed. Three things cause a person's sins to be remembered. Ve'elohen kir natuya, walking under a wall that's leaning. If a person doesn't walk under a ladder because he's scared that he doesn't want paint to fall on his head, that's fine. If he doesn't walk because he doesn't want to break the Trinity, like it's bad luck to walk under a ladder. That would be an Isser D'oraisa. The Iyun Tfila, but we see here you're allowed to do it if it's because you're scared not to have something fall on you. The Iyun Tfila, to go ahead and to investigate Tfila. Umoyser Din Al Chaveir L'Shamayim, and somebody who snitches on his friend to Shemayim. In other words, he asks that his friend, he asks Hashem to hurt his friend, assuming that he is better than his friend. A person once went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and asked him for, everybody's waiting for a bracha, finally the guy goes, klala mehara. So of course that actually gets Reb Chaim to look up instead of saying, buha. And, Taka, you have to think out of the box. So Reb Chaim's like, what do you mean? He's like, not for me, I want a klala for my friend. So, Reb Chaim says he doesn't do those things. But he gave him a bracha. Bracha v'atzlachem. Anyways, v'hechi avid, the mapish barachmi. So the Gemara says, there's no question. Here is where you are ma'ayin in the tefillah, meaning you look into it, that explains Rashi, and expect it to happen because you davened. And here's where you didn't. You appreciate the davening for itself. You davened to Hashem, and you appreciated the closest, you appreciated the dveikus, and you appreciated, so you davened, you said, Hashem, I hope this happens, but you know that it might not happen, because for whatever reason, Hashem decides not to say no. So then, that's ma'arech in yavav shel adam. But if a person expects it to happen, oh, I just davened, so it's for sure going to happen, that is a cause for depression. Well, okay. V'hechi avid, the Gemara says, so what should you do? D'mafish barachli. How should you do it? You just mapish. I think it means you have a lot of you daven barachmi. You increase your tefillah.
Rakam Moshe had a very short prayer for Miriam.
Because he didn't want to hold up the tefillah. He didn't want to hold up the tzibur.
He says it's a good thing to.
Yeah.
So it's not always good. You're saying.
Yeah, for sure. You always have to be. Yep. That's right.
Another exception.
Mm-hmm. Hamarech al shulchanai. If somebody has a long suda, he extends the suda. Why? Because he wants to be there in case an ani knocks on the door. He's going to be in the middle of a suda. Dilma osi anyas. Perhaps a poor man will come v'yohivle and he will give to him. He'll be prepared to give to him. Tuchsiv, as it states in the pasuk, hamizbeach eitz shalish amas gevaya. It says the mizbeach was three amas high. Tuchsiv vayidaber elai zeh hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem. And it says this is the shulchan before Hashem. So it says the Gemara. It's the same pasuk, and it starts off saying the mizbeach, and it says this is the shulchan. Pasuk b'mizbeach, and the pasuk starts off saying that it's describing the mizbeach, and then it finishes off saying that this was the shulchan. V'sayim b'shulchan. The Gemara answers: Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar Darmi Tavayv. They both said, "Kol zman shebeis hamikdash kaim." The pasuk is teaching you that when the beis hamikdash is around, mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael. The mizbeach karbonos were mechaper. Va'achshav nowadays shulchan shel adam mechaper olav. The person's table is mechaper for him. I know the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down I think, if it's the Rebbeinu B'chai bring down, that somebody was being buried, he died, but he left in his will that he wants to be buried from his table. He wants his coffin to be buried from his table. Why? He said he had people his whole life on his table, and he wanted those zechusim to come with him. All right. V'hamarech b'beis hakiseh, somebody...
Pesach, we say, called it.
Right.
It really applies all.
For sure, it applies all year. 100%. That'd be amazing. I think Pesach, we go around trying to find people. But it's a good question. Anyway, Stamos, but it's really not for now. But Kol Dichv Nesi Yerechel, are you saying it in the street? Or are you saying it to everybody who's already by your table? So you're not really announcing it to people. If you were answer plus, it's already after the meal started. Yeah, so they ask these questions. The Beis Leib is a great answer. And somebody who takes time in the bathroom, it's a good thing, says the Gemara. But it says 10 things bring a person lidei tachtonias, which is usually translated as hemorrhoids, but it could be several diseases down there. So the following 10 things will cause it. Ha'oichel ale konim, somebody eats ale konim, like the leaves of these shoots, ale gefanim, shoots of a vine, lulave gefanim, and these different parts of the vine. We're not eating vines, so umayrige behema. Rashi explains this as anything part of the behema that has bumps on it. So let's say the trachea. V'shedroi shel dog, somebody eats the spine of a fish. V'dog maliach she'enu mevushel, and a salted fish that is not cooked. Herring is probably okay, because it's slightly cooked. Cold turkey, it's not cooked entirely. So, you're just lying about herring. I would say it's okay. V'hashayse shemar yayin, somebody who drinks the dregs of the wine. V'hamekaneach besid u'becheres, is somebody who wipes himself with some pottery or shards of a cheres. Wipe himself after the bathroom. Or somebody who wipes himself with the same rock that another person wiped himself with. This we can understand nowadays why they invented toilet paper. And some say even somebody who hangs himself in the basic kisei. Yosemidai. Yeah. So we see that it's not a good idea to spend too much time in the bathroom. Now, you can tell me if I'm... The Gemara says, L'kasha, hot demarech v'toli, hot demarech v'loi toli. You can tell me if I'm... if the article says differently, but it sounds to me like it depends on exactly how you're doing it. I think it means that if you're sitting on your knees and you're spending time like that, that's a problem. But if you're just going to the bathroom stam, then it's okay, then it's a good thing. I think that's what it means. Depending on your position in the bathroom. If you're toli, and... You're on your knees, that's a bad thing. I think. Kihada amrle hahu matronis le Rabbi Yehuda, like this certain noble woman said to Rabbi Yehuda barabra Eloi, Panecha doimel megadli chazir mulamalvi abrebis. Your face looks like somebody who has a really easy, cushy, but well-paying job, like those who raise pigs or lend baribis. Amrle, he said, Heminusa, believe me, lididi, Heminusa lididi, tarvayu asirin. Sorry, Haminusa, believe me, Lididi Tavayu Asirin. To me, both of those are usher. Ella, Esther Arba Besa Kise Ika Meush Pazoi Lebe Midrasha. I have 24 bathrooms that there are, Ika there are, Meush Pazoi from my house, from the place that I stay, Lebe Midrasha, to the base medrash where I go. So, when I go from my house to the base medrash, Badikina Navshe Bekulu, I go to the bathroom, right, every single one. So you can imagine he wasn't wearing a kapota and a jacket and a thing, because then it would take a lot of time. He probably had, the robes. And it was very quickly to go ahead, and he went to the bathroom 24 times on the way from his house to yeshiva. So apparently that made his face look like he's super happy. There are three things that shorten a person's life. Somebody who's offered an aliyah, but he's like, no thanks, I'm not taking it. If somebody is giving benching, and he doesn't take it. And somebody who acts in an authoritative position, takes upon himself an authoritative position, even if he deserves it. Because it says the Torah is life, and you're saying no to it. Refusing to bench, if somebody asks you to bench, to be the mezumen. Because in middle of the benching, you have to say a bracha for the balabais. And you're turning that down. You're turning down the opportunity to get those who bless you shall be blessed. That Hashem said to Avraham Avinu. And the final one, Vahmanik Atzim Barabanas, to Amr Rabbi Chama, somebody puts himself in an authoritative position, to Amr Rabbi Chama Barabbi Chinin, and Mipreim Ma'am Mace Yosef, Koydim La'achav, why did Yosef die before his brothers? Mipreim Shehin Hig Atzim Barabanus, because he accepted upon himself a position of authority. He was Lamaisa, the second in command of.
But he didn't. It was true.
I don't. It wasn't accepting by himself. It was the he who acts. But
how come it's different than if you ask someone to daven, he's really supposed to say no.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to ask what
the three. Because here it says Varechecha Mevarechecha. Because over by davening you're not blessing the people in the tzibur. Over here there's
even more people with the tzibur.
No, but you're effective. But here, it's not an official bracha. But during benching, you have an official bracha to the balabais. Yiratzon
she'er. Lots of brachas when you daven. I know,
but it's not to the people here in the seaboard. I'm not giving them. There's no specific bracha. There's a tefillah to Hashem.
Why would Yosef be different than any melech?
Yeah, sayin echanami. I don't think that he's any different. Echanami. But what we do see is that Queen Elizabeth has absolutely no authority because she's going on whatever she's going on. And but the answer is that Shitaka has no authority.
You have the Parnassa bracha. That's a big bracha, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That affects everybody. So you should turn that down.
In which case?
When you're davening.
Yeah, but you're davening to Hashem.
But you're davening for everyone to have Parnassa, so it's...
There's no bracha.
Well, even a bracha is to Hashem.
No, hold on. The point over here is that if I say to you, oh, you should have a, you should, and I give you a bracha, yeah. Then I have Yivmavarechecha Mavarech, then I have this bracha from Hashem who said to Avraham Avinu that he who blesses you, Avraham Avinu, and your children, will also get blessed. So therefore, when I go ahead and I bless you, I give you a bracha, you should be a great guy, so I'm getting a bracha also. But when I daven, I don't give brachas to the people in the audience, even if I'm being yait to them. There's no bracha. In the benching, there's an official bracha that you say for the Baal HaBayis.
Well, how come they don't mention Kohanim? They should mention Kohanim here too. They give brachas for sure to the people.
Oh, so if a person turns down his Kohanim, yeah. I'll tell you, that's a good question. The answer to that is because anyways you get it, it's even worse over there. There you have a violated asay. If a Kohen turns down a bracha, he violates an asay. So I'm saying you're right. I know other people who don't live long. Somebody takes a gun and shoots himself. There's things that it's not an avera, but it's mikatsmi adam. We're not talking about somebody who does an avera. You're right, a guy who does karis is also going to die by 60. But there's what were you going to say?
I said it's not a recipe for success.
Yeah. Okay, continuing on. The following three things require an extra measure of rachamim from Shemayim. Melech toiv, shana toiv, a good king, shana toiv, a good year, v'chaloyim toiv, and a good dream. Melech toiv, a good king. Dechsiv pal gemayim lev melech b'yad Hashem. Lev melech b'yad Hashem. The heart of the king is b'yad Hashem. So we see that we need constant, just because you have a good king, you need constant, the truth is, like you're going to ask, everything needs constant mercy. But these three things, we find a specific measure of constant mercy. Shana Teva, good year, Dechsev. By the way, that thing, Lev Melech B'Yad Hashem, is, we use that a lot. Because, you know, the Rabbanu Shlalem runs countries, and runs kings' minds and things like that. You could have very, you know, a pro-Israel king and suddenly, or president, and suddenly they do anti-Israel things. Or you could have an anti-Israel president, and he does sometimes pro-Israel things. Because Lev Melech B'Yad Hashem, Hashem decides how he wants the countries to run. Shana Tova Dechsiv, Tomei De'enei Hashem Alekecha Ba'amei, Reishis Hashanah Va'arachos Hashanah. Hashem's eyes are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And Chaloyim Tova Dechsiv, Atachlimeini, and it says, and we'll dream V'techayeni, and So it sounds like in order to execute that good dream, you need Hashem's extra measure of mercy from Hashem. Amar b'yechanan shloisha dvar machriz aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmei, the following three things Hashem himself does an announcement, does the announcements for. And in fact, because there are many tools that Hashem uses. For example, the way Hashem runs the world is he's sitting up there, and he has tools that he uses to go ahead and run the world. He has the chayos, the ifanim, etc. And not that these things have minds of their own, but it's like, imagine a stick, a long stick. So Hashem is using the world with a puppet show. So he uses the chayos, the ephanim, he has all these different levels of malachim, and there's 10 spheres, there's 10 worlds that the world comes down, that comes down to the world, and Hashem is manhig the world through these long methods, not to serve them. That was the mistake of the people who served the Avodah Zarah. They saw the stars and the things, and they thought that they had their own power, but it's not. It was just an extension of Hashem. But there are methods that Hashem runs the world with. The Gemara says there are three things that Hashem does by himself. Ve'eluhain, with no intermediaries. Ve'eluhain, ra'av, a hunger, v'soiva, an extra year of plenty. Uparnistev, and a good leader. Ra'av, the siv, kikara, Hashem, l'ra'av. Soiva the siva karasi el hadagon, and I will. He called for the grains. Vehir basi oisoy, and I will increase them. And parnes to have a good leader. The siva Hashem avayam Hashem amoyche lemor rei karasi b'shem betzal. Go ahead and call out for betzal. So Hashem himself was the one who appointed betzal. Amar Yitzchak ein mami the parnes al tzibor elam kein nimlochin betzibor. You should not appoint a parnes on a tzibor unless you first take a vote from the tzibor. You see that they're appreciative of him. Shenemar ruu karah Hashem betzal ruu karah Hashem b'shem betzal. We see that Hashem was kilu asking Moshe Rabbeinu to, if we should appoint Bezalel. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, Hagun Alecha Bezalel. Is Bezalel a fitting choice for you? Amalei Rabbeinu Shalom, Im Lefanecha Hagun. If it's good for you, then Lefanai LeKol Shekein. Certainly, it's good for me. Amalei Aval Pikein. Even still, I want you to get the Tzibor's permission. Leich Emor Lehem. Go and tell the Tzibor. Halach Moshe Rabbeinu went. But Amar Lehem Yisrael, and he said to Klal Yisrael, Hagun Alechem Bezalel. Is Bezalel good for you? Amar Lehem, they responded properly. Im Lefanecha Kadosh Baruch Hu. See, we always forget the times that the Taka responded properly. If he's good for you, then he's good for us. You know the name Betzalel comes from Al Shem Chachmasai Nikra. He was called that because of his wisdom that was inside of him. Hashem said to Moshe, go tell Betzalel to make me a Mishkan, Aron, and Kalim. Aseli Mishkan Aron Mekalim Halach Moshe, and for some reason Moshe flipped it around. Bahavach, he flipped it around. Another word for other. But Amalei Asay Aron Vekalim Umishkan. Go ahead and make for me an Aron Kalim and a Mishkan. He said it backwards. Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu. So Bezalel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Minhagai Shel Olam. The minhag of the world is that Adam Baine. Bias, a person builds a house, and afterwards he goes to the furniture store and brings in his furniture. But you're telling me to do it backwards. These vessels, then these utensils that I'm making, where am I going to put them in? Maybe Hashem said it to you backwards. I'll say Mishkan, Aron, Vekalim. And Amar Loi, Moshe Rabbeinu responded, Shema Betzel Kel Hayisa. Were you standing in the shadow of God? And that's how you knew this. So you're so smart, you figured that out. You're right, they made a mistake. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Yodei ha'yu Betzalel l'tzaref oisiyos shenivru ubahin shemayim v'aretz. The way, there's something called the Sefer Yetzira. You're able to, and it's part of Kabbalah, is that there is one of the things that they questioned the Rambam. Rambam famously didn't hold of any magic. So they questioned him from a million Gemaras. Many of the Gemaras they questioned him from was from Sefer Yetzira. That you go ahead and you take different letters, and you're able to create things. So the Meiri defends the Rambam over there. He's like, that's not magic. If you say the right words, then a chicken will pop out. And you say, it's not magic, that's just the way the world works. So you can't ask the Rambam from those Gemaras. So, that's just, there was a Metzias. The Aleph base has a power in it, and you say the correct words. You say it, a drop off, and you'll get a chicken with one leg. It's like dialing a number. You dial a number with one number off, you'll reach somebody in China. Does anybody still there? So the Tzarif Oisius Shenivra Ubahen Shemayim Va'aretz, as it says, to go ahead, be Mitzarif Oisius that the world was created with. Ksiv Hacha V'Yimalei Oisai Ruach Elokim B'Chachma V'Tzvuna. It says, and Hashem filled him up with Chachma, with wisdom, and Tzvuna, understanding, Ubedas, and knowledge. The Ksiv, there's obviously differences between those things. The Ksiv Hasam Hashem B'Chachma Yisa, and it says that Hashem created the world with Chachma, with wisdom. Koinin Shemayim B'Tzvuna, he established the heavens with Tzvuna, with understanding. The Ksiv B'Daitai Tohimais Nivku, and it says with his knowledge the depths were set, were Nivku. No, we're talking about specifically Bezalel.
We said before, the Talmud Chachamim has to protect himself from Dain.
Okay.
So why did Yaakov go?
Okay, that's another question for now. We have to wait for next year for. We're not talking about Yaakov, and we're black behind. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Noisin Chachma Elul Mishiyesh Bei Chachma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not give wisdom except to he who already has wisdom. Shenemar Yoheiv Chachmasa LeChavkimen. He will give wisdom to the wise. Uminedaa Liyeda, and knowledge to those who know. Bina. Shama Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava heard this, but Amr Kamed Rabbi Avo, when he heard a name from Rabbi Avo, Amalin Atain, you mehasa masnisula. You learn that from that pasuk that you just said. Anan, we have a different source for that. Mehacha masninan la, we learn it from a different source. The chsivit says, Belev kal chacham lev, nasati chachma. And in the heart of every wise man, I have given chachma. Amr Chista kol chaloim, veloy tavas. I will dream about anything. But as long as I don't see myself fasting in a dream. That doesn't mean you have to eat in a dream, you just have to see yourself not fasting. That's the way Rashi explains it. Vamra Chista, Chelma Deloy Mifshar, a dream that has not been translated, has not been
interpreted,
thank you. Ki Garta Deloy Mikari is like a letter that has not been read. It's not good, it's not bad. Because every dream goes after the interpretation. So many times people say, I don't know how many times this is happening, I had a dream, like, just don't tell anybody the dream, and you don't have to worry about it. So, if you want to tell it to me and I'll try to interpret it for the good, then we could do that. But better just not to interpret it, just forget about it. Not a problem.
What do you think that's the right thing to do? What? Do you say that's the right thing to do?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
How long does it say it's a good dream?
What? Oh yeah, you could say Chalma Tavach Chazer. We're gonna see him. Yeah. It's because one of the things was a good dream. Sorry, it said a good dream was So we're just visit now. We're visiting dreams.
If a dream doesn't based on interpretation, then why do we go to the extent that you can even fast on Shabbos? We can just say, I'm going to interpret
because,
it good, and we don't have to fast.
Because you can't interpret, that's an excellent question, because imagine you have an absolute terrible dream, and we're going to see some interesting interpretations of dreams, but in the next blat and a half or even more, but it's going to be, but some dreams are, Taki, you have to be a really good expert to see the good in it, and some dreams just don't have a good interpretation.
They say even Yosef, if he would have switched the interpretation,
it would have switched.
It would have been switched,
right?
So we see there's
but sometimes you have a really hard time interpreting it.
That's totally opposite, and it would have been switched.
So I know,
you
but
interpret it the way you want to.
But I'm saying true. I'll give you any marshal and you'll start interpreting. But right. If you see a person in a meat grinder and he's being packed into hamburgers, it's going to be very hard to.
Gamzu interpreted all kinds of things.
I understand,
but the reason. No problem. With
so, but sometimes you have a. Also, it could be that a dream came with an interpretation already, or a person interpreted it. Oh, there's a good one. Maybe the person interpreted it. That's the answer. Okay. A guy interpreted for the bad. You tell your friend the dream, I just had this crazy dream. And you tell the person the dream, he's like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. That means this and that. You're like, why'd you say that? Now you have to fast. V'amr Rav Chisda, lo'ichelma tova, mekayim kulei, v'lo'ichelma bishem mekayim kulei. A bad dream is not, a good dream is not entirely ever fulfilled, and a bad dream is not entirely ever fulfilled. V'amr Rav Chisda, chelma bisha adif michal v'tama. A bad dream is better than a good dream. Why? Because the next line, "Bamer Chista Chelma Bisha Etzivuseha Mistayeya." Well, because not because of the line. Because a person goes ahead and he feels nervous the whole day, so he is going ahead and do tshuva, and he'll think about this, and that will cause him. It will cause a movement in this world. He's going to be thinking the whole day about this. He'll give tzedakah. He'll fast. He'll do tshuva. He'll stop bothering his brother. Whatever he's going to do because of the bad dream. He's going to go ahead and it's far more effective to have a bad dream than a good dream. A good dream is going to walk around all day long. Ah, I'm going to be king tomorrow. And he's going to, whatever his dream is about. And therefore, he's going to be he won't try as hard. He will be, it's much better to have a bad dream than a good dream. It's much more effective. A bad dream, the scaredness and the depression that could come from the bad dream is mistayeya. Rashi explains, it helps that it will be mevatel the dream. Whatever dream you had could be bottled through the through the nervousness that can come out of it. And same thing, chel motava chedvaya mistaya. If you have a good dream and you're all anticipating all the good things that are going to happen, then chedvaya mistaya, that goodness, that warm feeling you have the rest of that day, could be was took away the actual thing of the dream. Rabbi Yosef says, a good dream, even for me, which Rashi explains I had a hard life because he's blind, nevertheless, the good warm feeling that he gets from that dream can turn it. Interesting. Here he uses a lashon of mefachale, which I'm assuming comes from the lashon of hafach, to turn it. And I was wondering before, because it says it was mevatalet. It's different. It's very difficult to be mevatal things, but you could turn them into different things. But, so earlier we used the lashon of mevatal, and now we use the lashon of hofech, but Rashi says mevatling. And interesting is the Bach changes it, the loy miskayim lov klal. He takes out the word mevatal. Interesting, because that's the diuk. Mevatal means it's going to switch to something else. There's a difference between some energy you cannot be mevatel. You can't dissipate the energy, but what you could do is you could switch it to something else. So that's the lashon of mevatel. Rashi says mevatel, the Bach changes it to, he will loy miskayim. Interesting. The energy will go somewhere else. We can't just be mevatel energy. A bad dream is worse than minegda, is usually getting hit. So a person gets so worried about these bad dreams that it's worse than as if he had gotten hit. Shenemar v'halakim asa sheyirim elefanav, as it states, Hashem did it so that you should fear him. A lot of times people get nervous, and then it turns out everything happened okay. I cannot tell you the amount of times that people, the ultrasound said it's going to be this, the ultrasound said it's going to be that, and they're sitting there nervous, they're makabel upon themselves this, they're makabel upon themselves that. A lot of times it happens. I would suspect that, I mean, ultrasound is a hard science, but I would suspect that just because of the amount of times that I would think that most, I would say that there's a disproportionate amount of mistakes made on Orthodox Jews with the ultrasound. Why? Because it's going to be a downs, it's going to be, just last week we had somebody who said that it's going to be, or 2 weeks ago, somebody said it's going to be, the kid's going to have very short legs, it's going to be a cripple for life. And it came out totally healthy.
So why would you say those are mistakes? None of those are mistakes.
Oh, so you're saying it changed. Well, no, I say the reason is because Hashem caused the person to make a mistake, because this way he got 4 weeks of tshuva and he didn't have to do anything. It was the best. It's the best deal. I don't have to hurt anybody. I have to get a thing, and I get and you have all the fear. So the person's like, why did Hashem have to put me through that? I'm like, why did Hashem have to put you through that? You know what you did in the last 4 weeks? You came to davening every single day. I saw you davening. Your davening improved. Everything improved. This is the best thing Hashem could have done. Instead of giving a real tzara, he gave you an imagined tzara. An imagined tzara is so much better. So, okay, the Gemara says, yeah, so Hashem does it. Why does Hashem have a helakim asa shiurim alfan? Hashem does it, so you should fear him. So he gives you these scary premonitions. And lo and behold, it's done on purpose. So you should use it to fear him without actually hurting you. That refers to a bad dream. Hanovi asher itoy chalom yisaper chalom v'asher dibro itoy yidaber dibrei emes. This is quoting a pasuk in Yirmiyah. And the pasuk finishes off, what we need, ma'al teven es habar nu'um Hashem. The straw, which is the bad part of the wheat plant. So the Gemara says, "V'chi ma'inin hever v'teven eitzel chalim." What is the first part of the pasuk which discusses dreams? Have to do with the last part of the pasuk of straw. Elam rabeichin mishum rabishim ben yochai kashem she'i efshel labar v'loy teven. The same way you cannot have a pile of wheat without some straw mixed in there. Like if you look on your Cheerios, it says there may be some wheat in there. Why? It's an oat cereal. The answer is because on such a scale, they can't weed out every single piece of wheat. They have a farmer, he's driving a truck. So occasionally you have a wheat plant mixed up in the barley, in the oats. Well, the cheers is oats. So they have some wheat. It's impossible to have a pile of grain without some straw in there. So too, it is impossible to have a dream without some dvar batalim, without some other things mixed up in there that don't actually mean anything. Even if you have a real dream which means something, there are some parts of it that don't mean anything. A dream, even if parts of it are miskayim, kule ain't miskayim. The entire thing is not miskayim. Minolan miyosef, from Yosef, as it states, hine hashemesh vahirech, as it says, the sun and the moon. The moon was referring to his mother, Rachel, and vahi shaita, and at that point, imeh aloy havias, his mother was not around even. Amrav Levi la'olam yitzapa adam lechalim teva. Person should always anticipate a good dream coming true. Ad chav beisona, up until 22 years, you should even anticipate it. Minalan. So if a person has a great dream and nothing happens that day, nu. Maybe it was the next day. Up to 22 years, in maybe even more. That's minalan. Yosef as states the chsiv. Elu told us Yaakov Yosef ben sheva esreshana. Yosef was 17 years old when he was taken. The chsiv Yosef ben shloisha shana ba amdi lefnei pare. And Yosef was 30 years old when he stood before pare. So 17. And Shivsuri at Tlasin from 17 to 30 is Kamahave. How much is that? The Gemara does the math for us. Tlas Surei is 13. Vishev the Shiva and 7 years of the plenty. Vitarti the Kafan and 2 years of the hunger when the brothers finally came down and bowed to him and were Makayim of the dream. Ha Chav Beis is 22. Amar Rabbi Huna la Adam Toiv Ein Marin Lechalem Toiv. To a good man, they don't show good dreams. Ula Adam Ra Ein Marin Lechalem Ra. And to a bad man, they don't show bad dreams. Because to a good man, they don't want him to waste his goodness on imagined pleasures. A person feels good when he has a good dream, so then we don't want him, that should be his reward. So we won't give him his reward as a good dream. And for a bad person, we won't give bad dreams. Rashi has a drop of a different lesson. Rashi has that to a good man, we show him bad dreams. So that he should be medayek, so that his tzoras are imagined tzoras, and for a bad man we show him good dreams to make him in a good mood that he should eat, that he should get his schar in this world. Tanya nami hachi. Sometimes you know there's sometimes you have a person that you need to punish, but he does something good. So like sometimes you have a kid in the class who you're like, okay, that's it. This kid, I'm going to punish him so thing today. Then he comes to class and he does one or two good things. Like, I can't punish him now. So just even though he deserves it, but he does one good thing. I'm not going to punish him with that one good thing. So he's Hashem specifically, I don't want that one good thing from you. You know what? I'll pay you that one good thing right now, and now I'm going to punish you. The Gemara says, sorry, I skipped the line. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a price like this also. Kol Shanois of Shal David Loi Ro'a Chalayim Toiv. All the years of David Melech, he never saw a good dream. Kol Shanois of Shal Achi Toifel. And all the years of Achi Toifel Loi Ro'a Chalayim Ra. He did not see a bad dream. Ayv Haksiv Loi Su'une Elecha Ro'a. It says that nothing bad will happen to him. So, even bad dreams. That he will not be troubled, or, is a better word, with bad dreams or bad thoughts, and this is going on at tzaddik. The nega lo yikra ba'ahalecha. That, and what does it mean? Nega lo yikra ba'alecha. Shelo timtei ishtecha sofek nida b'shasha ata b'manederech. That you're not, a person will not find his wife a sofek nida when he comes back from a road. Nida maybe, yeah, but a sofek nida is the worst, because a person's going home like, yeah, no, yeah, all right, we'll be machmir. Maybe not. Yeah, no. It's all, if a person, it's no, so then no. But the suffolk need is the worst. So a person will not find his wife a suffolk need. Ella ihu lechazile. The Gemara says, fine, he didn't see a bad dream. Achrini chazile. Other people saw it. And so David didn't have any good dreams. And the bad dreams, the Gemara says, he can't have either, because it says we won't give a tzaddik bad dreams. The Gemara says, okay, but other people saw it about him. Vechilei chaza. So, if he didn't see any dream at all, so is that a good thing? Anybody who sleeps shiva yam 7 days without a dream is nikora, is bad. Shenemar v'sheva, as it states in the pasuk. Now this pasuk actually reads v'saveya yolin bal yifkadra, but al tikrei saveya ela sheva, that sheva for 7 days yolin bal yifkad without getting visited by the dream man is ra, is bad. Ella hachi ka'amar, the Gemara says, dechaza, David saw dreams, but v'lo yada ma'chaza. He either didn't remember, or he didn't know how to translate it. It were dreams that he saw, but they were not much value to him. So he saw dreams, but they weren't good, they weren't bad. Amar v'huna bar ami, amar of pedas, amar b'yechen, and haroya chaloyim v'nafshe aguma. Somebody sees a dream, and his heart is very disturbed by it. Yelech, he should go, v'yiftirenu, and he should interpret it, b'fnei shleisha, with three people. Says the Gemara, yiftirenu, he should interpret it. V'hamar v'chista, chalma delay mifshe ki igarta delay makaria. Rav Chista said that a dream that is not translated, that is not interpreted, is like a letter that is not read. So why interpret it? Ella Ema says the Gemara Yitivenu. You should turn it to good. You don't have to tell them the dream, and you don't have to get them to interpret it. Yitivenu, you should just make them say that it was a good dream. And of course, this is done by a lot of people a lot of times. Lacey is in the Siddur if you want, right after Shacharis, I believe. That you just say the following things. The ma'isa for a person himself, instead of if a person doesn't want to drive people crazy and it's just a mild bad dream, it's not. So then he should just say chelma tava chazoi three times. Chelma tava chazoi chelma. We're about to see these words. A good dream that I saw a good dream.
It says a positive dream is not shown to a good person.
Yes.
But we just said that the dream Yosef had was a good dream. He's a good person.
Well, I don't know. Was that a good dream? Oh, yeah, why?
It says Tov in the Gemara.
Oh, good question. Now that's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe it's a machlokes, and Rav Huna holds it's not a good dream. That would be the direction I go on first. I would first try to say maybe it's a machlokes, and Rav Huna held it's not a good dream. And then we'll have to find another Gemara that shows that Rav Huna holds that Yosef didn't have a good dream. I don't know. It's a good question. I like it. Okay. Yeah, he should go to three people, and he should be meitiv the dream in front of three people. Lacy tlos, he should bring three people. Velema lehu, and he should say to them, Chelma tava chazoy, I saw a good dream three times. Velemer lehanoch, and they will respond to him, tava hu, it was good. Vatava lehavin, it should be good. Rachmana leshavi letava, Hashem should treat to turn it to make it good. Sheva zimna, they should say that seven times, or 1 second. Sheva zimna in ligzur alecha min shemayim min shemaya, yeah. And they should say ligzur alecha min shemaya to lehavi tava. It should be a gzera from Hashem, that it should be decreed from Hashem that it should be good. The Yahweh Tava. The Lemur, and they should say three psukim hafuchais, that are like, that have the word hafach in it. The Gimel Paduyas, three psukim that have the word redemption in it. The Shalosh Shlemus, and three psukim that have the word shalom in it. So now the Gemara gives examples. Shalosh hafuchais, three psukim that have the word hafach in it. Hafach to mispidil amachal, lipitak v'sakev v'taz v'nesimcha. Oz tismach besula b'mchol u'bachurim v'zakeinim yachdav. V'hafach ti evleim, and it will turn their sorrow, l'sos, into joy. V'loy ava, and the third pasuk that has the word hafach in it is v'loy ava yashem alekecha l'shmaya el bil'om v'yahapach. And we could have done v'nahapachu. Shalosh peduya is tichsev pedei b'shalom nafshi mekarevli, redeem my soul. Upeduya v'Hashem yishuvan, and they will return. Those who were redeemed will return. And vayomer ha'am el Shaul hayonasan yamos asher asa hayyeshua. And apparently the rest of the pasuk says the word pedei. Yeah, vayiftu ha'am es yonasan v'loy meis. And three psukim have the word shalom in it. Shalosh shleimah is tichsev bayra nivs v'sayim shalom shalom l'kurochik v'lekarif amar Hashem v'rafasiv v'ruach lavsha es amoshai. And that pasuk finishes off v'imcha ben yishai shalom shalom l'cha v'shalom l'izrecha. And finally v'amartem koy l'chai v'ata shalom u'beischa shalom. So these are three psukim have. And if you want, it's in the Siddur. And okay, if a person has a really bad dream, then he can ask three friends, because it could take 5 minutes if you say the whole thing. But most people say the shortened version, which is even if they have a bad dream, they go chama tava chazoi, and the people respond chama tava chazoi. So and there's one, and that saying that appears in the Siddur. That's if you have a really bad dream. Otherwise, a person should just say chama tava chazoi. It was a good dream. And occasionally, if a person feels like he's confident enough, he can interpret it, right? For the good. They were sitting together. Each one of us, Lema Milsa, should say something. That his friends had never heard. The first one opened and there's a conversation. A person who sees a dream, and he doesn't know what he saw. He should stand. He should stand in front of the Kohanim at a time when they stretch out their hand. In other words, when they do Nisiyas Kapayim, when they duchen. And he should say the following thing. And this is actually also in the Siddurim. Ribbono shel Olam, ani shelach. Oh yeah, we say this on the thing. If a person has a dream during, let's say he goes, it's in Eretz Yisrael, they do duchening every day. So then, you should only say this when you have a bad dream. The reason why we say this, everybody says it on Yom Tov, is because we assume that between the last Yom Tov and this Yom Tov, you had a dream. I'm yours and my dreams are yours. I dreamed a dream, but any day am I who, and I don't know what it is. Whether I dreamed about myself, whether my friends dreamed about me, whether I dreamed about other people. If it was a good dream, you should strengthen it. Like Yosef, and if it needs a refuah, you should heal it like the waters of Mara by Moshe Rabbeinu. In the same way that you changed, you switched the klal of Bilam to a bracha, kain hapoch kol chalamoisai ala l'toiva, and misayim b'hadi kahani da'ani tzibur amein, and you should finish at the same time that the kahanim say that last word, so that the tzibur should say amein to your thing as well. Now, if the whole tzibur is saying it, so nobody's going to be saying amen. So that's why nowadays we finish first and we say amen. But if you're the only guy saying it, like in Eretz Yisrael, when you have a bad dream, so you try to get it beforehand, so then you try to get it in while the tzibur says amen.
Why do we say all this by Birchas Kohanim? Because it's a good bracha? Is it?
I once heard a pshat. Why specifically by Birchas Kohanim? Okay, I don't remember offhand. There is a good reason. There is a fun, there's a nice reason. Okay, I don't remember offhand. V'iloi leima hachi, and if you don't want to say that, then you should say ad b'amarim sheichin begura ata shalom shimcha shalom yiratzim afanecha shetasim aleinu shalom, and that's also in the sidurim, and we say that every under one the tzibur is saying sim shalom. Sorry, when the chazan is saying sim shalom, that was the first manda amars. The first Amemar's thing. It's interesting. And how does he know nobody else said that? Well, it was an Amemra of Amira. He's the one who said it. He's the one who made it up. So that's how you know nobody else heard it. Pasach Idav Amar, another one said, and he said, Haiman da Ayel Lamasa, a person goes into a city, Vidochel Me'ein Abisha, and he's scared of Ayin Hara. Linkoit Zakva de Yada de Yamina. He should hold his right thumb, Beyada de Smola, in his left palm, and he should hold his left palm, his left thumb, in his right palm, like this. Beyada de Yamina. Vilei Mahachi. And he should say the following thing. Ana Pliny bar Pliny I, blank ben blank, Mizar de Yosef Kasina. I come from Yosef's children. De Lo Shelta Bei Enabisha, who does not have the Ayin Hara. Shenemar ben Poros Yosef ben Poros Alai Ayin. And Sephardim say this instead of the Ayin Hara. Al Tikre Alai Ayin Elo Oile Ayin. They should don't say above the eye. Don't say Alai Ayin Elo Oile Ayin. It's above the eye. Rabbi Yosef Amar Mehacha. Yid Gula Rav Bekarav Haaretz. They will increase Bekarav Haaretz, the Yidgu from the lesson of fish. Ma Dogim Shabiyam, just like fish in the sea. Mayim Mechasim Aleim, water covers them. Ve'ein Ayin Ra Sheletes Bem, and the Ayin Har does not cover, it does not affect them. Av Zara Shal Yosef, so too does the Zara of Yosef. Ein Ayin Ra Sheletes Bem, the Ayin Har does not affect them. There are those people who learn, many authorities learn, that Ayin Har is actually something that comes out of the eye. It's a physical thing that comes out of the eye, sort of like Superman's like vision there. So he has and that's why fish, which are protected by the water, it cannot go on them. So I want to be mechavish that, I'm not doing it right now, I said this before, but the reason why there's so many glasses nowadays is Hashem was, it doesn't go through glass, according to those opinions. It doesn't go through, even clear water doesn't go through. So that's why anybody who has glasses, Hashem's like protecting half the world from context l'char also. Yeah, it protects half the world from Ayin Hara. Why specifically Yosef Atzadik? How do you know you're from Yosef? The Maharsha explains that it doesn't mean, because if you have the Mida of Yosef, if a person doesn't look at other people jealously, like Yosef Atzadik did not take a wife that wasn't his own, a lady who wasn't his own, so there, and some say specifically Shmiras Einayim, so then he will be saved from Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara only affects those who misuse their eyes. And therefore, says the Marshal, that's what you mean. You're from Zara of Yosef, meaning you are from the Midas of Yosef. That's how the Marshal explains this Gemara right over here. That's why earlier on Daf Chof, we were able to have Rabbi Yochanan. He says that, aren't you scared of Ayin Hara? So he said the same Gemara, no, I am from Yosef. And the Marshal proves from a different Gemara, I don't remember where, that Rabbi Yochanan was not from Yosef. But he said, you don't need to be from Yosef. It's the Midas of Yosef. He doesn't. And it was talking about where Rabbi Yochanan was sitting on the side by the mikvah. So he was saying, I specifically don't look at them. So I'm doing Shemira Seinayim. I'm not misusing my eyes. So he doesn't. He's not subject to Ayin Hara. That's the Marsha's word. Okay. Rabbi, yeah, we saw that. V'idachol me'ena bisha delay. What happens if a person is scared about his own Ayin Hara? That means he's looking at he's very, he just got a new car. He's all proud of the new car. The next day, a scratch. I don't know. A lot of times, I'm saying a person gets something new. He's all proud of it. Boom. So what happens? He gave himself an Ayin Hara. So if a person gives himself an Ayin Hara, says the Gemara, Lichsi atarfat denechiru desmalei. I think it means look at your left nostril. That would mean you have to close your eyes and just, or either cross your eyes, but then you're looking at the right one also. So you have to close the right eye and just look at your left nostril. I believe that's what it means, right? Unless they translate it differently, but I think that's what it means. So you would have to sort of look like that. Now you know what happens when you see a person looking like that. He's scared of his own eye and heart. Pasach idach v'amar. Another one, the third man, the Amr said, "Hi man, the chalish yoyma. I'm man, the chalish, a person who gets sick. Yoyma, kama the first day loylik. He shouldn't tell anybody. So his mazel doesn't get ruined, because if people start to talk and everything like that, he could ruin his mazel. His again, mazel doesn't mean luck. Mazel means the same way we talked about earlier. Hashem runs the world through different extensions and sticks. So that's the final extension is called the mazel. We can ve'elach. After that, legally you should tell people. Let's just get." We'll just finish this thought as soon as it's finished. Oh, man. Very good. That's a good sushi.
Yeah.
So let's just finish this line over here. As it says by Rava, afterwards you should tell people that he's sick. Legally you should tell people, the first day he was like Loi Megali, he didn't tell anybody. He told his attendant, Puk, go out, Akras, and tell people, Rava Chalash, Rava sick, man, the Rachamli, whoever loves me, Liboy Allah Yrachmi, should ask Hashem for mercy. Man, the son of Li Lichtili. We should be happy. V'chsiv and folly becha al tismach ubikishle ali becha pen yira Hashem v'rabba eno v'heishiv me alai me olav apoy. So Hashem, he should said, Hashem will see that and he will take his anger off of me. So that is the if a person is sick, you should keep it hidden for the first day. All right, we'll stop over here. Have a great Shabbos, and next week, Mitzvah Hashem, we will have a Rabbi Osman take over.
Yeah, have a wonderful trip.
Good job.